the champion, nothing can be stopped.
I can't be stopped, I can't.
This is my world, it cannot be rocked.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Triumphant Life Podcast. I am your host, Nicholas Trevelyan. I'm so excited you are here today. My goal with the Triumphant Life Podcast is to add as much energy, inspiration, motivation, tools, tips, and strategies as I possibly can to you and your life so you can get out there and live that triumphant life. And that's exactly what we're going to do today with today's guest. Today, we have Mr. Shane Kipper, a dear friend of mine and somebody that specializes in self-love, laws of attraction, and gratitude. Shane's going to touch on gratitude, how to be grateful for what you already have while you're chasing what you want. So we all want to do more, be more, and have more. And Shane's going to share with you exactly how to do just that. Shane's going to also tell you his personal story of how he moved from Boise, Idaho to San Diego to chase his dreams of living by the ocean and building a business and a life by design. I'm so honored you are here, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Let's hit it. Hey guys, and welcome. I am so beyond excited for today's interview. So with me, I have Mr. Shane Kipper. I call him the Kippa. He's my dude. I don't know how we got you on an interview with me, dude. I mean, you were just in Boise. You're in Mexico. You're in San Diego. You're a jet setter. I'm just messing with you, bro. Happy to have you, man. How are you, Shane?
Man, I'm doing great. It's great to be back in California, actually. Like you said, I was just in Boise visiting my family. We went to Mexico. You know, I'm loving that lifestyle. That's the life for me, for sure. So, you know,
life by design, Kipper, life by design.
No doubt, you know, and really jumping into some of the things that you're helping me with. You know, I'm just back on track and things are flowing and I'm in my groove, you know.
Dude, so you landed. Your very first interview is with us for the Triumphant Life. I feel honored. I'm privileged because he jumps on for our tribe, man. So yeah. I'm really excited about today's interview. What we're going to unpack in today is gratitude, your love center. In the Triumphant Life, we have the four foundations. Number one, your body. Number two, your mind, your growth. Number three is your spirit. It's your love center. It's your gratitude. And number four is your business. Notice the first three, though, are before business. You have to have that foundation, right? And I have learned so much from you. Folks, bring you on and get into your spirit, your gratitude and flow. But before we do, dude, like I gotta throw this out there and I gotta like tell the quick story of how you ended up in San Diego. Do you want to touch on it really quick? Because I think no matter where you're listening to this right now, watching this, this 3-minute spit that you're going to do right now is the greatest lesson I could ever teach. So why don't you touch on this real fast?
Yeah. And it's actually going to have a lot to do with gratitude, right? Mm-hmm. And what we're going to talk about today. So I think it's a great segue into cool. into this. But so I started my digital marketing business back in 2017. You know, I was doing like social media marketing, just kind of going through the motions, closing deals here and there, went through multiple different business partners, never really got anywhere, never really had any financial success, but always stayed the course. You know, I never gave up. I never... there was one time I went back and got a job. I worked for a moving company. But then I immediately went back to work. And so I, you know, same thing, went through the course of closing deals just to get by. And it's funny because I'm part of this this online forum on Facebook. It's the ClickFunnels group. So one of my partners at the time, Nikki T, was looking for a funnel builder, and that's what I do full time now. Looking for a funnel builder, reached out to the group. My buddy connected us, and then, you know, me and him started talking about business, and, you know, we really enjoyed the relationship that we started to build. And
it's crazy for me to think that there's a point in my life when, like, we weren't super close, in an inner circle together, supporting each other. So guys, like, let me break this down. I build websites for my businesses. We all need websites or funnels, right? We use ClickFunnels. I hopped on a forum. I said, yo, I need the raddest, coolest, hippest funnel builder. Somebody tagged my man Shane here. It was a simple Facebook tag. We hop on our first Zoom call within 5 minutes. I was like, oh, this is my guy. So where the story goes is, guys, I had an end of the year mastermind. We do something called Transformation House here at the Triumphant Life. Our live events are private, really like group masterminds. And we rented a beach house. We rented a mansion here in San Diego and we had fitness parts, but we had a trainer come in to teach on fitness. And I had Shane come in, fly in from Boise to San Diego to teach our entrepreneurs about the importance of funnels and marketing. And the funniest thing is we do this 3-day event. We all finish and we had a huge steak dinner on a rooftop, all suited up the night. We're all celebrating the new year. And Shane goes,
hey, I'm not going home. I was like, what? He goes, I canceled my flight back to Boise. Why? I got to know this, dude. Why? So you flew in from Boise, had never met us, met me, met the group, anything like that. You fly into this event. You're so inspired talking about goals and life by design. And I had walked you through that exercise of designing. In essence, I believe, guys, in life and in business, we have a blank canvas and we hold the pen to draw that masterpiece, write that story, whatever that is. And you were like, hey, dude, I'm so inspired. I canceled my flight. I went all in on this. Walk me through that.
Yeah. So I really believe that everything happens for a reason. And so some of the course of events that were leading up into to that point, you know, just the way that I was able to actually fly there, because I didn't have the money to get there. But, you know, you needed another funnel. We made a deal happen. I flew to San Diego, and then something happened with my other business partner. And just the way everything happened, it was just like, it was a sign from, you know, whatever it is up there, you know, that I needed to make a change. And I've really wanted to live by the beach for a long time. It's been part of my meditations. It's been part of my visualization. And I can almost see myself there in my visualizations now. And I'm actually here now, you know? And so I really believe all that had a big part in it. But also, I'm really big on surrounding myself with the right people. And I got around the group of you guys, right? And it really changed my perspective on who I wanted to surround myself with, because I thought I knew what that looked like. But until then, once it came to that point, then I was like, you know, this is it. This is, even though you're the only one that's here out of the whole group, I feel as if I am more motivated and pursuing my dreams and stuff like that because I took that chance.
Wow. Can we just take a second and unpack what you just said? Homie, that past 4 minutes, I learned so many life lessons, business lessons. So let's start with it. One, you had a clear vision for what you wanted your life to look like, not where it is today, where you want it to go.
Yep.
And you had mentioned one thing, you had clearly defined that you wanted to live by the beach. Now, you might not be a beach person. You might love being out, you know, on land and having some horses and cattle. Maybe you love being in the mountains. Maybe you love your high-rise apartment. I don't care what that is for anybody listening, but for you, that was important. I'm the same way. So you had that clear vision for your life. How did you get there? Because there's a couple other things I want to unpack, but like, what would you do to map out that vision, Shane? Like, would you write that out? Like, how did you get to, because clearly when you got to San Diego, you're like, oh shoot, I've actually seen this story before. I feel in flow. I'm supposed to be here. How did you map out what that vision looked like? Tell me.
It's been time, you know, and repetition and trying different things and failing and keep, you know, persisting and persevering, you know. But some of the practices that I have really created a habitual habit of, same word probably, is, you know, journaling. So I journal all the time. Every day I'll journal and I'll just write down what's going on in my experience right now, what I want to happen, and what I'm grateful for. So I keep my mind focused on that thing that I actually want and what I'm happy about in my life now. Okay. And so, you know, writing goals, you know, kind of the same thing in my opinion, the way that I do it at least. And then meditation. We are basically, the way that we create our reality is through images on the mind. It's like the screen of the mind. Bob Proctor talks about the screen of the mind. And the screen of the mind is, it like if I told you to imagine your car, you can instantly picture your Jeep and you know the color, the wheels, everything. So we think in images. And so when we are, that's basically how we create our reality too, is by imagining the things that we want. And so when we're consistently focused on that thing. And I didn't know it was San Diego. And I honestly didn't even know it was a beach, because in Bob Proctor's meditation, there's a beach in the beginning, you can hear it. And so I'm just laying on the beach, you know, but
you think that's subconsciously planted the seed for you, like the ocean breeze rolling in. Is that why your whole Instagram reel is you freaking on a beach somewhere? There's always, you're always like toes in the sand, looking at a sunset or something, dude.
Yeah, and I'm big into zodiac signs. I'm a Pisces. It's a water sign, and I like being by the water. I did that when I was back in Boise. I would go on walks every day, and that's another thing, you know, that's part of the process of me getting here. Like, I remember being back in Boise. I lived it with my dad when we connected. I lived with my freaking dad, you know, like I said, I was just barely getting by, but I was walking every day. And like, I took the time to like, not even try to do business, but to focus solely on like, what do I want to do? How do I do this? Like, let's just get this figured out, and then we'll start focusing on the business aspect.
So it wasn't necessarily where you were at today. It was ultimately where you wanted to go, and you kept that image and that vision in your mind. You know, and I know for all of us, whether you have a fitness goal, you know, I know when I was coming out of my accident and I had put on 50 pounds and my body was just weak and, you know, had a big belly and all this stuff. You get on Instagram and you see people that are at fit and you want it so bad, but you know you have to climb this mountain. Here at the Triumphant Life Chain, we call them mountains. That was me for 50 pounds. Or it might be somebody that is trying to get out of debt or trying to grow their business to six figures or then some hitting that seven-figure mark. It doesn't matter. But what you did, I think I really want to just kind of go over this one more time, is you knew where you were at, but you also knew where you wanted to go, right? And so you lived in that future feeling every single day. I think that's huge, man.
Yeah. And a part of it too has really been trusting the process. You know, because I think we set these intentions of what we want. We set the goal, and we can only see one path, one vehicle to that goal. While there's infinite amount of vehicles to get you there, sometimes we're so resistant because we're focused on the one thing. So, you know, I was just open, you know, and so just,
so you had the vision for where you wanted to go. You were open for it. You were in essence looking for it.
I was looking, but I wasn't like strict on what it had to be.
But you knew that there was a journey. There was a place that you were wanted to go. So you acknowledged your current reality, but then you also created a better future for yourself. I call these beautiful destinations. So walk me through like the second phase of this that I think is so cool is you did nervously get on a plane, fly in and be here in San Diego. You mentioned surround yourself with people. Yeah, you want to model people that are kind of living that life, right? I get that. Walk me through the part of the decision, because I think this is so insane. So you knew where you were at back in Boise. You knew where you wanted to go. You had this vision for your life. And as you're listening to me right now, I want you to just take a breath, because this isn't me and Shane talking. The whole reason you are here listening to me right now is you have something in mind. And I want you to think, what is that right now? In your heart and in your soul, what is that thing that you want right now? Is that a weight loss goal? Is that a fitness goal? Is that an income goal? A business goal? Is that a family goal? Is that a spiritual goal? Is that a whatever that is for you? I want you to think of this. One, know where you're at. Not better than it is, not worse than it is, where you're at. My trainer says this. When I wanted to start my fitness, he legit made me stand on a scale. Then he took photos. And I'm like, no. He goes, shirt off, Nick. And I'm like, no, dude, this sucks. And he goes, Nick, I know it sucks. But the reality of it is you have to own where you're at and know where you're at. And I was like, oh, dude. Well, now, a year and a half later, you know, I'm down 55 pounds and I've dropped 15% of body fat. Yeah, I want to see those before photos, right? You have to know where you're at. Tony Robbins says this, own where you're at. Not better than it is, not worse than it is. Just know where you're at. Know what it is, right? So you know where you're at. You knew in like a foggy future of what that looked like, right? Like you didn't know specifically dollar amounts where, but you had this feeling inside, this idea, this little fire of like, hey, this is where I want to be. Then you back that up with action. Where was the point where you made the decision of, hey, I don't want to go back to that lifestyle. I don't want to go back to that fitness, because I know you're on a fitness journey right now. Walk me through that decision. Like, because I think this is so incredible that you were able to come up with this.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, how was I able to come up with that decision? So, I don't know. It's just been a lot of, like I said, like just believing, but at the same time.
Well, because for anybody to go start that new business, for anybody to sign up for that new gym, the hardest part is getting started. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah. And like, I think, you know, I've kind of been preparing for this unknowingly because I live a very minimalist life. And so it was kind of an easy move for me. I have a digital marketing company, and then, you know, all my stuff fits in my backpack and my suitcase, you know? So, it was just interesting because the day I had to leave, we went and toured a naval ship, a new naval ship. And I canceled my flight, but I had a plan to get the flight right after we were done, you know, and then I was just like, you know what? Screw it.
Dude, can we just touch on that for a second? Like, if you're listening right now, this is the coolest story on planet Earth. So at the private event that I had, one of our members, one of our entrepreneurs, a realtor actually, was going through my goal study course for 2 days. He was a Navy man. He was an ex-Navy man. And we're here in San Diego with the Naval base. And I guess they had unleashed these two like multi-billion dollar warships. And nobody had ever seen them. And somehow he came up to me at the event, was like, hey, as a thank you to you for putting on this event, you know, it's impacted my life. Can we, you know, I want to grab like four or five of you guys and we're going to go walk these Navy ships. And like Shane and I got to stand on like these Navy destroyers that are like the most beautiful pieces of technology and hear the stories. And they had dedicated the ship to a Navy SEAL. And it was so beautiful to hear his story and see his photos. Anyway, you brought me right back to that moment. So I had to fill them in, dude. You can't just breeze over, oh, we walked on some ship, you know, it was freaking unreal, man. It's crazy. So
it was amazing. And, you know, and a lot of this, like it really does have to do with the practices of gratitude and things that came before. It wasn't necessarily, it was a in the moment decision. It was a, you know, what happens if I go back, you know, and then what happens if I stay? So I had to weigh the two options, you know, like if I go back, I got my mommy and my daddy and I've got all the friends back home that, you know, there's a lot of them that typically I surround myself with people that are, you know, moving or doing something. But even still, like there was a certain level of comfort being home. You know, I felt like, I could either easily get into something that I wasn't supposed to be into. I could just fall back into my old routines of just kind of, you know, just going with the flow, which is a good thing. But I, at a certain point, I was using that as an excuse and as a crutch. So it was the things that were happening before this decision. You know, it was the gratitude. You know, gratitude is so much more, excuse me. Gratitude is so much more than just saying thank you for something. It's so much more than, you know, just an affirmation or something that you say when something good happens. You know, it was me sitting down and being thankful for everything that had happened leading up to that point. It, you know, all the past, present, and future things that are coming and that have came, you know, really taking the time to feel those emotions of gratitude allowed me to really be aware. And I think that's really the key. I developed an awareness of where I was at in that moment. Had I not had that awareness because of the practices and of the gratitude that I was practicing before, you know, that type of decision wouldn't have been in my realm. I wouldn't have had the capacity to be like, oh yeah, I believe in myself, you know? Because that's really what it came down to was do I or do I not believe in myself? And so that was kind of a decision I had to make for myself. I was like, you know, if I don't go, then clearly, you know, I can't do this. But if I do stay, let's see what happens. And literally it's the craziest thing. And I don't want to, you know, talk the whole time, but, literally everything has been placed in front of me for this to unfold. Like I spent a night homeless, literally slept out in the sprinklers outside of this girl's house that I went to stay the night at. And then I freaking took the train, didn't have money. I met some people and then I stayed in a hotel and then I found a place. The process of it was seamless and it proved to me that this is where I needed to be.
Okay, so a couple things, dude. One, you're freaking a rad ass dude, man. Like, you are crazy. Yeah. Like, the life of Shane Kipper, dude. I'm your biggest fan. Two, what's interesting is people will see you on social media, right? They see me on social media, and they see these beautifully cropped photos and the beautiful filters and the angles. Can I just tell you how much I honor and respect the shit out of you for touching on that, of sleeping on a park bench? You know, so many people get this perception, you know, I used to have it until I started talking to a lot of these successful guys and influencers and mega celebrities on Instagram. is everybody's got a story. And I want to encourage you that you're no different than anybody you see out there at all. They don't have some magic power. They all have the story of the come up, dude. And I like, thank you for having the balls to say that and like just own that, right? I think that makes you who you are. I think our scars make us who we are. And I, you know what? I think it makes for one kick-ass story. It's not the story of getting knocked down. Anybody can share that story. You know what's an even better story, Shane? The story of how you got back up. People want to hear that story. So thank you. So I want to shift gears here. So dude, you are extremely talented at building funnels. You just did a 100 grand day launch on a funnel. Then after that, you backed that up and now this was weak as shit, dude. 50 grand in one day. What are you talking about, Shane? Come on, bro. I'm just kidding you, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You did a 100 grand launch, a 50 grand launch with your funnels. That's what you specialize in. But I don't think that's what you're best at. To be honest with you, like I met you as a funnel builder and online marketer. You got the swag, you're all Instagrammy, and I follow your stories and you teach me stuff, which is great. You build my and you're all techie and stuff. But what I think you are absolutely gifted at, and I think you are phenomenal at and have taught me so much, and this is why I wanted you on, is to touch on gratitude. So in the Triumph of Life, our four foundations, body, mind, spirit, and business. That spirit is a huge thing that I, even as of recently, have learned so much from talking to you. And when we get into the spirit, guys, let me just pre-warn you. At the Triumphant Life, we are about doing the work, right? We call it H&H, hustle and hard work, right? Good old-fashioned H&H, hustle and hard work, right? Yeah, sure, we'll put goals in place. And yes, we'll dream and we'll talk about visions and we'll talk about laws of attraction because I think that is all part of it. Touching on putting a vision in place and having pictures in your mind, all part of that. But everything is backed up with hard work, right? You can have a vision all day long, but if you don't go do the push-ups, nothing's going to happen, right? If you don't go do the work. And so when I make sure I throw out that that warning sign right there. So,
and two, the work is on the inside.
I love that.
Internal work.
So walk me through your gratitude, your beliefs on gratitude, how you see gratitude. Walk me through that.
Yeah, so it kind of starts with the premise that you are the creator of your reality. So this might seem a little bit woo-woo, but we literally create our reality with our thoughts. Our thoughts create a chemical within the body, which creates a reaction, or which would be like emotions. And our emotions are basically our emotion, or they're our guidance system. So they're telling us whether or not we're in alignment with the things that we said we wanted. And so when we're feeling bad, when we're feeling good, we know like, hey, okay, this is the right way or this is the wrong way. And if we don't listen to that, like if it's hurting and we don't listen to it, eventually something's going to happen. And, you know, the universe or God or whatever is going to put you back in alignment with what you said you wanted, you know? And so that's the way I see it. And that the reason I pre-frame that way is because gratitude is a change of focus. Because we, through the whole process of our lives, from the time we were born, we were programmed. We were programmed to believe we aren't good enough, that the world is a certain way, that people are a certain way, that we are a certain way. And so now we carry these beliefs into our life, and that's the reality we project and create continuously. And so gratitude allows us to step back and reprogram that system. So it is repetition, but it is also taking actual time to really be grateful. And I think, you know, there's a lot of different ways to be grateful and there's a lot of different things to be grateful for. And the process of it is just finding different things to be grateful for and really actually paying attention. It's like mindfulness. You know, there's certain things like, you know, for example, your fingers, you know, me and you are laptop lifestylers. And so our fingers just do the magic and we don't even have to look at them. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then our feet, you know, they let us walk through this life. And there's just so many things that I could elaborate on.
You know, the word that comes to mind for me is it's focus. Is where focus goes, energy flows. And you get more out of this world, that which what you focus on more. Right? Like it's funny as I'm the first hard driving business guy. Let's crush it, right? Like ads and calls and, you know, hustle. Like that is me. But what's interesting is when I take a breath and I stop and I look around and I walk in nature or even just grateful for my life. Like you said, your legs, your feet, your family, your health, you got up today, your business, everything going on around you. What I have found is even just that for 5 minutes, you attract in more of what you want, right? When you're looking at that. So I'm so glad you brought that up, brother.
Yeah. Dr. Wayne Dyer, he says, change the way you look at things and the things you look at will change. And it's so...
We call that a writer downer. Will you say that one more time for me, bro? Because that was so eloquent. Oh my God, that was good.
Yeah, Dr. Wayne Dyer, he says, change the way you look at things and the things that you look at will change.
So true, man.
You know, a lot of our, especially right now, I mean, we're in the Corona era. Everyone's focus is on, the majority of the focus is on the bad things that are happening. And so when the focus is on the bad, it makes it bigger. And so I read this quote one time, you can't focus on a problem and a solution at the same time. And so most people are focused on the problem when the solution is right here and it's not that hard, you know? And it's the same with everything else in our life. You know, when we're focused on the fact that the sun is shining and we've got a bed to sleep in and, you know, there's just so many different things, then, like you said, it attracts more of those things. And when we're grateful for the things we have now, we make room for the things that we want, more things to be grateful for.
You know what I've found with this too, because we have a lot of achievers on here that are listening, is I have found from an achiever standpoint, we are in constant achievement mode. And maybe you listening are there right now where you're constantly go, 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 go. You hit a goal, on to the next, hit a goal, on to the next. We never take a step back to go, holy shit, look what I just did. I'm awesome. Like, I lost 3 pounds. But you're like, oh, I have 15 more to go. And sure, a lot of achievers have that. Or like, dude, I remember the funniest thing. I had a $25,000 day, right? Literally, like 25 grand in physical checks in my hand. And I walked into the ATM, and this is, you know, you can scan the money into the ATM. And it was like 25,000, like 30 bucks or whatever, and 20 cents. Can't forget the 20 cents. And I literally looked at it. I should have been ecstatic. Instead of taking a second to take a breath, achiever mode was like, yeah, but it wasn't 50 and it wasn't 100. Get to 100 grand a day. And I'm like, dude, but $25,000 a day. Like, when you really wrap your head around that, like, dude, I should have been like pizzas and confetti and like screaming it from the rooftops and popping champagne, right? Not yeah. The big expensive one. We would have gone with the brute one for like $5 because it wasn't 100 a day, right? But like, that in itself, like, I think right now looking around, anybody that's listening could go and find 100 things that they are just freaking ecstatic for, that they are proud of, that they did, just who you are as a human being. So walk me through this, because I've learned this from you. Give me some real world implementation. So we get the concept, right? Yes, where focus goes, energy flows. I'll focus on it. I'll get more of it. I want to be grateful. Walk me through a real quick exercise that somebody watching right now could do the minute they hang up this video or call, and actually start a gratitude exercise. Because I think that's the hardest part, is like, a lot of us think we have to sit down with meditation on a yoga mat and incense burning and like, I don't think it's that. Walk me through a quick gratitude exercise.
Yeah, and I mean, it there's no right or wrong way to do that. You know, so it is kind of whatever you want to do, whatever you're most comfortable with. But what it is taking the time to actually do it and actually giving yourself enough time to think about it, feel it, and really start to instill the belief that that is the reality that you live in. Because, you know, gratitude is the past, it's the present, and the future. You know, we're grateful for the things that have happened that allow us to be here now. We're thankful for the here and now because the sun is shining and, you know, I'm home with my best friend and we're fucking chatting it up. Excuse my language. Don't know if the F word is allowed. And then the future is, you know, we're grateful for what is coming, you know, because our focus is there, right? But you're right. You know, you don't need incense. You don't need to sit down with your fingers crossed. But, you know, if you're just laying in bed first thing in the morning, you know, and I could elaborate on that. But, you know, first thing in the morning or just whenever something good happens to you, you know, someone pays for your coffee or, you know, you go down to the beach and you can at least see it right now. I can't even walk on the beach, but I can see it. So I'm grateful enough that I can actually see it. You know, and I guess it's really taking time to feel it, because it's easy to say, oh yeah, I'm thankful for the ocean. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for, you know, the house I live in. But if you really think about it, and really try to embrace the emotion of it, and especially when it comes to the future, because like I said, when you are grateful for what you have now, you open yourself up to be grateful for more things. And so the being grateful for the future is as if you already have it, right? It's like, I embrace the emotions of being a millionaire, of what I think that would look like. And through repetition, you know, you eventually instill that and then create the result. But, you know, even in the present and the past, it's like, okay, well, frick, man, things are really good, you know? And it doesn't really have to be a solitary thing. Like, you could tell someone, and it's that simple. It could take a second. It could take 5 minutes. It could take an hour, however long you want and however you want to do it. But the, like we said in the beginning of the idea and what happens with gratitude, that's really what it's about, but it's the repetition.
Well, I think it's just as simple as, dude, you're spot on. I think it's as simple as looking at your life and just being grateful for things that you have now. Do you have a roof over your head? Do you have family, right? And I think everybody's a little different at where they're at today. And I think everybody's way of doing it's differently. Like, I had this perception that I had to be perfect, right? Like, it had to be like this guided meditation. What if you just spent 5 minutes and just looked around and said, God, I'm thankful for that. Like, some days I'll just grab my puppy dog and hug him and kiss him and say, I love you, buddy. I'm grateful for you. Like, some days I'll shoot a text to a family member and say, hey, I was thinking of you. I love you. And I think even at a minimum for 5 minutes, looking at your life, and could you find something right now to be grateful for? Well, Nick, I don't have a journal. Well, then think about it. Well, I love to journal. Then write it down. You know, what's funny is I've had gratitude apps. I've had gratitude physical journals. I've had my iPhone notepad and I've rotated. Sometimes I want a pen and I want to flow on a pen. Sometimes I want my iPhone notepad. Sometimes I just want to sit and think. For me personally, the trend that I'm on for gratitude is I'll put in some very quiet music. I love to listen to like some really mellow reggae and go stand in nature for 10 or 15 minutes and just listen to that. But I'm intentional about it. And this is the exercise, this is the concept is, it's one thing to go just stand and stare at a tree and be like, oh, you're a tree, hi. Another thing is just go walk in nature and actually feel how grateful you are for those people in your life, for those things in your life. You know, the other day, dude, I went and sat, I just walked in nature and we had some parrots flying in the tree. San Diego has these parrots that fly in. I looked up and I was just like, have I never stopped and saw that these parrots were here? Like, what, like, beautiful, like these green little birds just chirping, and I heard them chirping, and I just took a breath. As busy as the day was, as much as I wanted to go create, I just stopped and I went, wow, that was really cool. And that was gratitude in itself. I watched you do this. This is huge. I watched you every morning on a trip we were on, get up and go walk in nature. Do you want to touch on that a little bit and kind of why you do that?
Yeah. Walking has actually become a huge part of my life. And I actually just started jogging the last 2 days.
That again.
I'm a triumph in life. Back home, that's what I used to do every day. It was my way of getting away. It was a way of me being with myself. It was a way of me, connecting with the nature and everything like that, and really feeling it around me. But that has been honestly one of the biggest changes of my life, has been those walks, you know, going for enough time and a long enough distance, you know, like a mile is fine, even half a mile is fine, around the block. But what it was for me even was like, you know, if I was going through something or I needed to figure something out or whatever, if I was just confused, going on a walk would allow me enough time to be with myself and my thoughts to eventually, you know, figure it out and be like, okay, this is the solution. And I was listening to a book called Stillness is the Key by Ryan Holiday. Mm-hmm. And he talks about how, like, you know, Mozart and Beethoven and all these great people would go on walks, and they would walk until they found the inspiration they needed to compose the masterpiece that they created.
Well, what's really interesting too, as you're getting into that, I started incorporating this into my life. And when we looked at the pillars for the triumphant life, I knew that this had to be one of them. And here's why. Because having that quiet time, slowing down to speed up is a real thing. But there's also scientific stuff from the earth that you actually get when you get outside. I'm not going to get into it today, but when you are stuck inside of a box, you have fluorescent lights, non-natural stuff, you have non-natural ground, you do not have healing properties. It's just chemical stuff bombarding you. There is science behind the healing properties of the sun, the vitamin D, the energy from the sun, the things you will get from nature. You know, a lot of people believe in grounding where you get barefoot and go stand on actual grass and you get the healing energy from the earth. And I'm not going to get all airy-fairy on you. What I'm encouraging you to do, actually, screw that. Here's today's exercise. Let's just make it real. Like, you are here for progress. Go stand outside for 15 minutes. Not an hour, not a mile. Go walk outside for 15 minutes. Well, Nick, it's easy for you to say you guys live closer to a beach. No. Is there a park near your house? Could you walk down your street and look around? Could you go to your backyard? Yeah. Could you go to the local park, go to the dog park, whatever that is in your world for 15 minutes, go walk outside. Now, if you want to add that, start thinking of things that you're grateful for. Put some music on and feel that and own that. Let me know how you feel after 15 minutes. Come back to this post or whatever, drop a comment on the Triumph Life page and tell me how you feel. Because I promise you this, you do that for 15 minutes, you get the vitamin D in your life, you leave happy and calm. And like, well, Nick, it's easy for you to say you're a successful guy. Dude, when I was in the ICU after my spine surgery, after being paralyzed, I started these baby little gratitude exercises, not even knowing it, because I didn't know what else to do. Shane, for me, it was when I first got out of surgery, I was flat on my back for 24 hours, okay? For me, the biggest victory in life was that flat bed going to like a little bit of an angle. I got to sit up and I was like, whoa, that was way cooler than that last thing. Then I got to watch TV and I'm like, dude, this is awesome. And then we got to watch a movie. And then like the next day, they took my catheter out. And I'm like, dude, I might've been the happiest dude having that out. I was just like, yeah, this is awesome. It was interesting. Like in that time of pain, I found even little victories to celebrate. Like the first time, Shane, my feet hit the floor. And keep in mind, I couldn't feel my feet for months prior, right? I could feel the cold on the ground of this weird hospital floor. And I was like, yeah, this is awesome. And they're like, dude, we're going to make you walk, but you have to use a walker. And I'm like, hell yeah, this is better than laying down. What I found is even as bad as things are around you, I think you can find little things to be happy for. Just the oxygen in your lungs, food on the table, a roof over your head, somebody that loves you. You know, we get so caught up in so much wanting more. Today, take 15 minutes and just look around. Because as what's the Dr. Seuss quote? Because when you stop and look around, this world is pretty freaking amazing.
Yeah. And one of my teachers, Abraham Hicks, I think she was talking about it today, is, you know, it's like this. With gratitude, you know, I think I touched on this a little bit with the resistance. You know, there's resistance and there's flow. With resistance, you know, you're not allowing what the universe or God or whatever is trying to give you. And through gratitude, it turns into awareness. And when you're aware, you're more aware of what's happening around you. And when you're more aware of what's happening around you, you see the signs and you see what's happening and you're able to take different routes based on what you know and what you want and what is in alignment with what you want, you know. And it goes back to the San Diego thing, you know. It was one way or the other. Had I not followed my heart, then I probably wouldn't be miserable because I'm well enough to keep going. But it would be a totally different reality.
Yeah, but I think even taking the time to slow down and be grateful, I actually feel that makes me even a better entrepreneur, a better business person. Because I feel what I want, right? I'm owning what I have, but like I'm feeling like, wow, I really want this more, right? I want more love. I want more of an impact out of my business. I do want more income. Like I'm grateful for my income, but God, like if I feel this good, I would love more, right? Like I'm grateful for my body and my health and my energy and I want more. So I think it is really slowing down to speed up, man. So Shane, you've been phenomenal today. Any final thoughts for everybody on gratitude before we let you go?
Yeah, just one thing. And it was actually the Abraham Hicks thing. I actually switched it. So what she was talking about is when you are focused on, like, because, right, we all have these desires. We're like, oh, yeah, I want to make $1 million, but I only made 100,000, you know, whatever. But when we're focused on that thing that we don't have, we are giving focus to it and we're sending that out to God of the universe. You know, that is the impression we're giving is lack and scarcity and the thing that we don't have, right? So we have to find a way, and through gratitude, on focusing on what we do have, we can pull the attention away from the things that we don't have and stop giving that energy, focus on what we do have, and the universe will give us more.
Absolutely, dude. Well, I mean, it's a staircase, right? Climbing that mountain at the Triumph of Life, we touch on this mountain. If at the top of the mountain is losing, you know, 50 pounds, or at the top of the mountain is making $250,000, you have to take those first steps. It just takes a right, then a left. You can't knock the person for taking their first steps, right? You can't knock a baby for learning to walk, for falling down, right? Like, you're going to crawl. That just happens. But the art of losing 50 pounds is the art of losing the first pound, right? And being grateful for that first pound. And I have found enjoying the journey, enjoying the process, and being like, dude, I know I'm trying to make $1 million, but man, we just made $5,000. You know, 995,000 to go, right? I'm trying to lose 50 pounds. Dude, you ate a salad, bro. Nice work, right? We here at the Triumph of Life call it 24-hour windows, Shane, as you live in 24-hour windows, meaning, yeah, well, you might have a year to lose those 50 pounds. And that's just how it works, right? There's no way around that. But what you can do is win the next 24 hours. You could lose, you know, a pound in the next day or whatever. So anyway, man, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you being here, how beautiful this podcast was. If somebody wanted to get in touch with you, brother, how do they get a hold of Shane Kippa?
You can find me on social media at Shane Kipper on both Facebook and Instagram. I have a YouTube where I post a lot of videos as well. That's Shane Kipper Official right now. So basically that's it for now. I don't have anything that I can give you other than that, but,
dude, I love it, brother. And hey guys, if you're not part of the Facebook group, The Triumph at Life, our free Facebook group, you'll see Shane in there all the time, sharing love, gratitude, self-love, inspiration. He's on his own journey right now on his own 30-day challenge. So Facebook groups at The Triumph at Life. We'd love to have you guys, but hey guys, thank you for being here.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, bro. This was a lot of fun.
So there you have it, another episode in the books. What did you guys think? Wasn't that a great episode? Guys, the greatest compliment I could ever get is you telling me how much you love this episode. Give me a like, give me a love, drop a comment, and more importantly, leave me a 5-star review in iTunes. It is truly the greatest compliment I could ever get that you guys are getting value out of this and tell me about it. You see, my life's mission is helping people, adding inspiration to their life, helping them break through in their goals and dreams and create a life and a business by design. And if there's anything I can possibly do for you in your world, in your life, please reach out. Until then, stay tuned for the next episode. But never forget, you have greatness inside of you. You can do, be, and have anything in this world that you want as long as you put a plan in place and back that up with a little bit of H&H, hustle and hard work. I believe in you. Keep chasing your dreams. We'll talk soon. I'm the champion.